This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
12 after 7, and we continue to update a developing situation on the north side where a pretty heavy law enforcement presence not too far from Rebo High School has a portion of Moncrief Road shut down for this investigation. We're told it's a shooting, awaiting a little bit more detail from the sheriff's office. Action News Jack's Robert Grant out at the scene most of the morning since before sunrise, and it certainly appears as though there's a significant law enforcement presence. You learn anything more since we last heard from you, Robert?
Yeah, Rich, it was a very active scene out there. Several blocks of Moncrief Road West blocked off as investigators continue to go through the scene and comb through any evidence that they see. This was from Leoni Road right to Ken Knight Drive, only about half a mile or so from Rebalt High School. Reported shooting is what we know for sure from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, but as they continue to get some more information, they will brief us more so that we have more details. Of course, then we'll update as well. But speaking of some of the neighbors, many of them did not hear anything or see anything. A lot of folks actually waking up surprised to see all the flashing lights from the police cars in the area. And I'm going to say, based off of that information, and then when we first got the alert of Moncrief Road being shut down, which was just after about 5 o'clock or so, I'm guessing this happened in the early morning hours. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for detectives to continue to gather the evidence. But as we were there, several more, including a crime scene unit van, had showed up as well.
Crime scene van typically would lead us to believe that they have multiple areas that they have to focus on. It doesn't necessarily indicate that anyone has died as a result, but obviously looking for bullet casings and the like. All of this happening on Moncrief, just to the east of the Rebalt River and not too far from Lonnie Miller Regional Park. Did you see any of the evidence markers of the bullet casings or anything like that on the street there while you were there?
Well, and Rich, you bring up a good point, because I was looking exactly for that, some of those evidence markers, and you're right, that's typically what a crime scene unit van would mean, and they're going to use some of those evidence markers that they have. I did not see anything, but this was a pretty long stretch of Moncrief Road with multiple areas taped off, and there was just a little hill, and on the other side of the hill, you couldn't see much past that area, but from Leoni Road to Ken Knight Drive, that's several blocks there. That gives you kind of an idea of the extent of a scene, and that would typically maybe point to the fact that it was deadly. Now, of course, we don't have that confirmed. We're still waiting for an update from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, but based off the extent of the scene and how many detectives were there, that would be my guess, just that going through all the scenes I've been to in the past. That's what that would lead me to believe. But, of course, we'll get that briefing from police and bring you all the very latest.
Okay, we'll continue to follow updates, obviously, throughout the morning. Do appreciate the live update from the scene earlier this morning. Action News Jack's Robert Grant. And, again, we'll continue to follow this on Ken Knight Drive, or right on Moncrief at Ken Knight Drive East. This is just the east of the Rebalt River. Plan to take some of the secondary side streets to get around that scene. 7:15 on this Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.